Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm the founder of the Grayman Method, as well as one of the first original coaches to be helping people to fully recover from OCD. After 1,000 videos, 15 years of experience, my message is still remaining the same. You can fully recover from OCD. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can fully recover too. The one thing you need to do for your OCD recovery is stop telling people the details of your OCD thoughts, your OCD images, dreams, urges, feelings, sensations. You need to stop telling people the details, because every time you do, this is a reassurance behavior. It shows your brain that you are scared, and any movement that they make, any wrong word they use, if they roll their eyes, if they pause, your brain will grab onto anything. And then you're going to feel worse afterwards. Or even if they say everything perfectly, everything that you wanted to hear, your brain will say, but you didn't confess this one thing. You better check with them. You better make sure that it's okay. And it's very addictive. You're going to be going back to them over and over and over again. You need to break this pattern, because this pattern is part of what's keeping you stuck in OCD. Understand this very clearly. You can't recover from OCD and at the same time continue to seek reassurance. As long as you're continuing to seek reassurance from other people, you will continue to be stuck in OCD. So this is a habit that you need to break. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging, but you can do this. And you need to do this to get your life back, to fully recover. If you are listening to this video and you are a person from whom somebody else is seeking reassurance, so you don't have OCD yourself, a family member is seeking reassurance from you, stop giving them reassurance. And you can do so by saying, okay, you know what? I know you want reassurance, but this is really bad for your recovery, and I can't give it to you. When I work with people, a lot of the times we have to sit the entire family down and say, listen, we need to work together here. So the person who's dealing with OCD, their job is not to ask, and the family member's job is not to answer in case they ask. Thank you for listening. If you would like to book a talk with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com.